we see that when something is lying, let's say if it's lying on a tablet that has no last visit, has no rims, so even the mayim are considered, the mayim in that tablet are considered to be mayim mechuborim bekarke. So mele the pshat here in Uktzen, when it says molu ofer atzvase, even though it's not nokuf. So molu ofer atzvase, how you can tavle shein lo lasbiz, it has no rim, so it doesn't have a shemkele. If it doesn't have a shemkele, so mele, if it doesn't have a shemkele, so it's mechuber even without the nekel. Even without the nekel. Now we can understand the pshat in the ri. We can understand the pshat in the ri. Voi pirishri, the hoche koma. Ein bi nokuf le sheni nokuf le yemais europeo uklai. Yichim di bis, dichsib bu usot chob vikar mecho. Yichim di maase, aksib ayitzi asod eshon eshono. Chshib et homush bi nokuf ben sheni nokuf. Vein bi chilu kelu linyan hechshas roim. Vichol di domalei. Kin shabo, shenipuim bi dobo shil choshif sode. Elo bi tolu shil mechuber. Uvi hane le have nokuf ki sheni nokuf. Ulfi zeo se shapir. Hodi komar, al mi nokuf le rabshime ki sheni nokuf mashvelei. Virimine loi mashve nokuf ki sheni nokuf. In other words, so Abaye assumed that just as the Braise says that Ligabi Hershel's Roim, so Inokuv is considered Mechuber, so Ligabi Shabbos is also considered Mechuber. And so that's, so Ligabi what is it not considered Mechuber? Ligabi Mitzvah Satluis Boret. Why Ligabi Mitzvah Satluis Boret? So that depends upon Sotro. Now we have to understand, what does it mean? It depends upon Sotro. So here, the Ri is operating with the same lomdes as the lomdes of my father, but just in the other extreme. My father says that it is nokuf hamunach al gabi yisaydes, so it is considered gidulei karki because it gets the unique from the karki. But mechuber it isn't. But the Ri says here, just in the other extreme, he operates in the same lomdes. In other words, because now the afikiyah mesk zekashe, why do we say that the pears that grow in the North Yisrael, in the Eretz Yisrael, is chay v'tumis ma'isres? Why? Why? Because it's mechuber to the karke, it gets its indike from the karke, but it gets indike from the its own offer too. So let us say that the answer is that the aloche gabot is nokuf is that not only the zroim become mechuber if it has a nekev, that even the offer becomes mechuber. And we see from the tisefte that even the mayim that are placed in the notitz, and if the mayim fill it up to the top of the rims, so then it's considered, and then you put that eight. You put it al gabi karke, so it's considered like mayim mechuborim, and it's not machshir, because only mayim plushim is machshir ochli, not mayim mechuborim. So mimele, so the halacha is gabot, so the rabbonon, the reason is why the rabbonon say that the pears that grow in the north is nokuf, achayiv im trumis ha-maisres is because when it's a notis nokuf, so not only the zroim are mechuber, but even the offer is mechuber. And mimele, that's the rabbonon. But Reb Shimon says, true it's mechuber. True it's mechuber. But in, so mimele, ligabi Shabbos, a notis nokuf, this is how Abaye understood Reb Shimon is saying in the Braise. That otz nokuf, so it's considered mechuber. So mainly, if someone is still this roim from otz nokuf on Shabbos, he's chayv. And ligabi kabbalas tume, that depends only upon the shem mechuber. So if it's an otz nokuf, it's mechuber to the karka ilom. So mainly, it's not machsher as roim. Mashein ki ligabi tumes umaisres. So Reb Shimon shite was that even though by otz nokuf makes the zroim mechuber, but the offer in the pot is not mechuber. So mimele, since the offer in the pot is not mechuber, so mimele, the pears that grow in that pot cannot be considered gidulei aretz. Because in order to be considered gidulei aretz, then the the exclusive unique must be from the Karka Eretz Yisrael. But if the unique is from the Karka Eretz Yisrael, and there is also unique from the Ofor in the pot, so then it's not considered Tzotcho. It's not considered Gidulei Yaretz. In order to be considered Tzotcho, Karmicho, Gidulei Yaretz, then the whole unique must become exclusively from the Karka Eretz Yisrael. But if, so according to the Rabbanon, even though it was unique, not only from the Karka Elam, it was unique from the offer in the pot too, but the offer in the pot itself is bottled to the Karka Elam. That is also Mechuber. That whose shite is that? That's the shite of the Rabbanon. But according to Rav Shimon, I mean the way Abai understood, not Alim Demis, because Rove says that according to Rav Shimon, Alim Demis, so it's not even considered Mechuber, it's only Xeres HaKosef Ligabei Hechshos Roim. But Abai understood Rav Shimon is saying that in Kol Ateri Kule it's considered Zroim HaKansidat Mechuber. But only the Zroim HaKansidat Mechuber, the offer in the pot are not Mechuber. So that means that the pears that grow in the pot in North Snokuf get part of their unique from the Karka Eretz Yisrael and part of the unique from the offer in the pot. The offer in the pot is not Karka Eretz Yisrael, so Mimele it's not Sotro, it's not completely Gidulei Yaretz. It's not completely Gidulei Yaretz. So Mimele is not Chayim Trumis Maizres. Not Chayim Trumis. So the Ri, in explaining Abaye, operates with the same oneness, but in the other direction. In other words, my father says that by the Otzlok Vamunach Al-Gabi say this, so then it is considered Gidulei Karke, but it's not Mechuber. And he says, in explaining Abaye's interpretation of Reb Shimon, so Reb Shimon is saying that if it's not a Snokov, so it's considered Mechuber. Why is it considered Mechuber? Because it gets a substantial unique from the Karka Elam. But it also gets a unique from the offer in the pot. So according to the Rabbanon, the offer in the pot itself is Mechuber. But Rav Shimon is chelik on the Rabbanon that. And he holds that while the Zroim are considered Mechuber, but because they get the unique from the Karka Elam, but the offer in the pot is not Mechuber to the Karka Elam. So that means that the Zroim get the unique, part of the unique they get from the Karka Elam, and part of the unique they get from the offer in the pot. So maybe it's not Sotro, it's not completely, exclusively Gidulei Eretz. So maybe it's not Chayev in Trumis Maizres. But as far as Mechuber is concerned, so Abai assumed that according to Rav Shimon it's Mechuber and Kol Ateri Kule, not only Ligabe Achshos Roim, but Ligabe Shabbos as well. So then Rove gave the Teretz, no, Lichol Mile Rav Shimon Kitolush Mashvalei, Vishaneli Yentume, Da'atiro Vipsutar Etzel Zroim. So it's all, especially Zer Zakosuk, that this unique that it gets from the Karake, so it makes it Mechuber Ligabe Achshos Roim. But in Kol Ateri Kule, it's not considered Mechuber. Why isn't it considered Mechuber? Because true, it gets unique from the Karka Elam. That's a mitzies, and that Rav Shimon is not chilek, but it gets unique from the offer in the pot too. And according to Rav Shimon, the offer in the pot does not become Mechuber. I mean, even the Zroim al Libedem is according to Rav Shimon do not become Mechuber. So, Mimele, it's not Chayim Trumis Maizres, and even the Zroim cannot be considered Mechuber, because it gets unique, it doesn't get the exclusive unique from the Karka Elam. It gets some unique, it gets a substantial unique, it also gets from the offer on the part. Alright, I thought that I would be able to finish the Perek. Alright, so we'll finish the Perek Tuesday. Okay. Shimon. Shimnika Bidei Tarose. Kirish gemetz zeis, vistomeshek uicheres leoichli, vishiuron gemetz zeis. Now, last time I mentioned that the pshat in this gemara, who made the Rav Shimon shimnichtav b'dei tarosei, he made the Rav Shimon b'dei tarosei. So, and the havamin of the gemara was
that it means nikel nitarose, just in eked, that is mafkia the din tume, he meets his eyes. So we explained it on the basis of the premise that when does Rav Shimon say that it's not mechuber, that is only if the offer are contained in the kele. So if it's manach mikele, so then it cannot be considered mechuber. But if the shekele is boka, so then we can consider it like a clod of earth that was detached, and then you put it back on the kargo. So Rav Shimon b'meila it's mechuber. That's the pshat to make the Rav Shimon shenikel de'itarosi. So he said to him, Hashtashirish kenegin nekev boi minoch lamtel yvide, nikel de'itarosi mi boye. So Amar Abaye v'itma lehod Rav Zeire hochel de'itma. Who made the Rav Shimon shenikel lematem levis. So what does it mean? That if the nekev is kimeitzi zayis, even though the Shem Kele is poka, we got me to me, but it's not considered like as if it is al gabi karke. Masha'in kei, where the nekev is lematam revis, so then he doesn't even have a chalei shem pli kibul. Not only he doesn't have a chalei shem pli tashmish, but he doesn't even have a chalei shem pli kibul, so then al limit emes. So it's bottom to the karke, because it's not munach bigli. But if the nekev is only kemeitz his eyes, and so the chalei shem pli tashmish is poka, but the chalei shem pli kibul is not poka, so mimele it's not considered like a clod of earth being placed on the karke. This is how we explain it. Now, I explain it that way in line with Teisves Pshat, who made Rav Shimon shenikel letarosei, Pirish kimeitzis eyes, distomish el plecheres leichli, vishiuron kimeitzis eyes. So, when the Gemara had the Havamine, that Rav Shimon is made a nekev deitarose, so it means a nekev kimeitzis eyes. So, since the Shem Kele, the Chaleshem klitashmish is poka of Stam Kele, because Stam Kele, the average Kele is miyuchet leichli in Stam. Not the remaining. Remaining has a special shiur, but the average kele is not miyuchetli the remaining. So mimele the enekev kimeitzis ayis is mafkia the chaleishem plitashmish. So since it's mafkia the chaleishem plitashmish, so the offer contained in such a kele is to be considered like a clod of earth that was detached and placed again on the kake. Vinirali, Daina Taime, the Mayde, Mishudibotilagav Kark. So Taisa says it explicitly. Kishenikav de Tarosi, Vidavke Benikav Kemitzizais, Aval Bikliam Yuchad de Mashke, Aval Pishitarosi beginners Mashke. So Taisa says that even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, even according to the Havamin of the Gemara, that Rabzeira said, that Nikav de Tarosi. So then it's considered mechuber. So it's only if it's a nikev kimeitzis ayis. Mashein keiniv the offer is in a kele that has a nekev only kikenis mashki. Even though that kele happens to be used for mashkin, but then it certainly wouldn't be bottled to the karka. Even though that kele is miyuchet to the mashkin. Why? Because Aval Pisha was a kinis mashke, and the bottle. The Afil Rabon only has when he came Huber, the kinis mashke, like Shirash Kotin. Kidoma Bisomuch, I mean, how could Rav Zeire even have a Salkadaitor that according to Rav that Rav Shimon would be more Makel than the Rabon? The more Makel than Rabon. Rav Shimon holds, Rabon holds Kolatere Kule. So if it is, there is a Nekev and not a Snokov, is Mechuber. So, and the Rabbonon saying collateral kule, it's not mechuber, but he's made it when there is a nekev. So only if the nekev is larger than the nekev, according to Rabbonon. So the afil Rabbonon lechashu lekim chuber beginis mashke elo kisher eshkot nikidom abisom. Right now, this is thesis. So Teisa's Pshat is in line with what we said last time, that the reason is why Reb Zeire, according to Halamin of the Gemara, so Reb Zeire said that Nikel de Tarosin, so Reb Shimon Izmili said it didn't mechuber because the Shemkili is poka, and if the Shemkili is poka, it is to be considered like a detached clod of earth that is placed upon the Kakeilom. And then the Gemara said, Abaye says, no, it's not considered like a clod of earth unless the Nekev occurs poches merevis, in other words, very low in the Deifen Aotis, so that all the water will leak out and not a revis will remain. Oh, so the Maskon of Abaye is that when does Rav Zeira say, that even Rav Shimon is made, that it has a din of a mechubea, only if Nikev Lematam Revis. And why Nikev Lematam Revis? So it's more pshites, even according to Rav Shimon? The answer is because then it's not in Miklei Kibbutz. So mainly it follows according to that pshat, when the Mora says, Nabaya says, who made the Rav Shimon Shin Nikev Lematam Revis, what kind of Nikev does it have to be? If it's Lematam Revis, so the Nikev doesn't have to be Kimetz's eyes. It doesn't even have to be. It doesn't even have to be kisher shkoton, and it doesn't even have to be. It doesn't even have to be ki kenes mayim. But even if it's less than kenes mayim, even if it's kimeitze mashki, because what's the svar? As to why if nikev lematem revis, so then Reb Shimon is made that it's mechuba, because then the shemkeli kibul is poka. Now, why the Shemkli Kibu Poka? Because if there is a Nekev, Limato Mevi is very low, so then all the water will leak out. So even if the Nekev is the smallest Nekev, only Kimei Tzimashke, so all the water will still leak out. So Mimele, according to the Havamina of the Gemore, that Rav Zeira had reference to a case where the Nekev is high in the Deif and Akli, so then the Nekev had to be Kimetz's eyes. Masha'in can according to Maskon of the Gemara, that Rav Zeira said, who made Rav Shimon Shindik of the Matan of his, that when the Nekev is very low in the Deifen, so if it's very low, so why does it become, why is the Shem Kli Kibu Poka? Because all the water will leak out. So even if it's less than Kimetz's eyes, even if it's less than Sheresh, even if it's less than Sheresh Potom, and even if it is less than Machnis Mashke, as long, even if it is as small as Meitzi Mashke, but if it's Meitzi Mashke, means all the water will leak out. And if, let's say, here the Shalayim, and here is, let's say, is the Nekev, very low in the Deifet, so that means that all the water above this Nekev will leak out, even if the Nekev is the smallest Nekev. Kimeitzi Mashke. So what will remain, what is below the Nekev? So a few drops, less than the revis, so it doesn't have a chalish and plikibu. So Mimele, it's considered, so the offer is considered like lying on the cargo elom. So Mimele, Reb Shimon is made. So Reb Shimon is made. Now, so then, so it doesn't even have to be kishir eshkotom. It doesn't even have to be kishir eshkotom. So the question is now, but Reb Shimon couldn't be more mekil than the Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon require kishir eshkotom. So the answer is Rashi gives the teretz on that. Rashi in the Mishnah, so he says Hatilish motzis nokov chayev the havikim chuber the yinik nakarke al yanekev shemiriach lachluches akarke vaafila hanekev bideivne. So in other words, of course Reb Shimon could not be more meikel than the Rabbonan. But in case where the Nekev is very low in the Deifen, or let's say it's in the Shalayim, where all the water is going to leak out, so it doesn't even have a halation for kibul, so then the Rabbonan wouldn't require a Nekev Kisheresh. When do the Rabbonan require a Nekev Kisheresh? If the Nekev is high in the Deifen. So then, even after all the water will leak out, so there'll still remain a revis at the bottom of the keli.
So Yechalishim Plikibu it is, but still the Rabbonon say, as long as it has in Nekev Kishelesh, Koton, so Mimele, the Shemkele is Boka. And Rav Shimon is Chelekana. But, so this is what Abaye says, who made the Rav Shimon Shemika with the Tarose, the Shemika of the Matam Revis. So then it is considered Mechuba. Now this is all true according to Tesis Pshat. But the ritual, I mean the so-called ritual, he doesn't agree with Tesis Pshat in this Gemara. Who made the Rav Shimon the Nokut of the Tarose, he commanded the Omar, the Minkat Leitstom, Mashma the Cholchad Bechad Kibinek, Shareu Kiloei made the Mashk, Nekev Bite Tarose, Han Bikinis Mashk, he made the Echlin, Bimetzi Zaris, Uchidnam the Rishperigim of Misaraskalim, Shirk Leheres Litaya also Leichlin, Shiuron Bizesi, also Mashke, Kishuron Kimashke. So the pshat that the ritual mentions, even though it's not the same pshat as teisves, so it's not the same pshat as teisves on one point. Teisves says that the hava mineh of the Gemara was that Rav Zeira said who made Rav Shimon Shinir the Viterao say only when the nekev is gemetz his eyes. But if the nekev is less than meets his eyes, if the nekev is, let's say, ki machnis mashke, ki kenis mashke, even though that kele in which you have this roi happens to be miyuchet l'mashkin, so then Rav Shimon is not me. Rav Shimon is not me. Why? Or why dafke when it's gemetz his eyes? Because stam klicheres is used for eichlin. So, Mimele, even if this Kele in which you have this Roim, the offer and this Roim, happens to be Miyuchad Lemashke, but if he doesn't have a Nekev, that would be Mafkia, the Shem Kli Tashmish, from every Kli Cheres, from his Tam Kli Cheres, so Mimele, it cannot be considered as lying on the Karkoim. But he says, whereas, that this Loshin in the Ritva says, that when the Gemara says, "Umei the Rav Shimon, no kubi de tarose," the Gemara means, "No kubi de tarose." All depends. If it is miyuchad leichlin, so only if it's no kubi de tarose, kimeitzi zayis, so it becomes has a din of mechuber according to Rav Shimon. And if it is miyuchad lemashkin, so even if the nekev is kikenes mashke, so it's still mechuber. It becomes mechuber. Even according to Rav Shimon. So on that point, this lashon in the Ritva differs from Tesves. But as far as the longest, the explanation of the Gemara is concerned, so this lashon in the Ritva is in harmony with Tesves' longest. In other words, the reason as to why we say, who made Rav Shimon shenivu tarose, so then it's mechubeah, because the only reason as to why Rav Shimon says that Otisnokuf has a din of Torush is because it is munabikli. If the Shem Chalish and please spoke up, so then Reb Shimon would be made it to the Rabbah. So this is the longest of these verses, and this Loshin the Ritva agrees with that longest, except that the Loshin in the Ritva differs from these verses on one point. These verses says that the Gemara means always commits his eyes, even vis-a-vis a notzitz that is Miyuchad L'mashkin. And the first lashon in the Ritva says no. Ikemandoma the minkat listomi mashma the whole chat kedinei shariu kilei mid lemashk kilu shariu kilu mid lemashk nekev the tarosei haine bichines mashki bimei mid leichun meitzes ayis uchilitnam berish kerigim umisaraskelim shiok lecheres l'tayor osol leichun shur mizaisim osol mashki shiok mashki ve'elu beinai dimatei, and then he's masik on that pshat. So he's matzik on the pshat. He says, "The vaday ki komar shari nekev birdei tarosei hayne b'meitzi zayis." So that is like Teisves, but love me time. Teisves also says that the Gemara means dafke meitzi zayis, but Teisves says the Gemara means dafke meitzi zayis because the average klicheres is used for echli, not for mashki. Only a mute of klicheres are set aside for mashki. and you, the average klicheres is used for eichlin. So the melee, in order to determine as to whether this kele that has roim in it, offer, whether it should be considered like a kli also the eichlin or a kli also the mashkin. So the criterion is the average klicheres. But according to Tesis, the pshat he made the Rav not litarosi is because if the halation litashmish is poka when there is a negative kimeitzi zayis, so then the offer in that kele is considered like a detached cloud of earth that is placed upon the carpet. This is Tesis pshat, and the Ritva, but he explains it differently. ואילו בין הדברתיים, דיבד הייתי כל מה שערי נקב ולתרוסי, היינו מיצי זייס, ונוקת לסתומר משמסתם פריחרס להיכלי, נו אימי. וכדום הרבה חבר כאן ולכמה, פריחרס שיעורי במיצי זייסי, ובכל משמידס, דוח הנאמר להיתקע, אימי למש בכלל. So, he says like Tesis, but you'll see that the Lomdes is not like Tesis, because Tesis explains it on the basis, the made the machine bought lack of karki. In other words, because the Halishim Litashmish is Boka. But the Ritva explains it on the basis of a greater substantial unique if there is a bigger negative. So he says, Umahai Taime. Also he says, Shim Loitema Kei, Vichizroim, Nirim Shebikli, or also the Mashkim Yannick, Mikarka, Bikinis Mashke, Umiyuchet Lizaisim, Loyunkim Emmanuel, the Mates' eyes, El Vadai Kidamo, Umahai Taime. ומאי תאים נאמר אמרינו מיד רבשים הם שיב נקף למטו כלי מה שכיב שהנקף הוא סמוך כל כך לקרקע השורושים יהיה כדרך הנקף ולא עם משום ביטל מתירס בלי נוגע בו שאין זה עניין ליניק so the Ritva explains it even though he agrees with Tesis on one point that Nikam de Tarose means Meitzis Ayes but different time according to Tesis, so why if it has a negative kemetzis eyes, so then Rav Shimon is made it. Because then the halishim litashmish is poka from the average klicheres, from the usual klicheres, which is also leichli. So the mele, the offer in that kele is not considered like offer hamunar bikli, hamunar bikade, but offer hamunar bikade. So the mele, it is mechuber according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon. So it is treated like a cloud of earth, a detached cloud of earth that is placed upon a karkeil. That's Tesis. But he says something, so Memele, according to Tesis, when the Gemara says, so again, why is it brought up to the karka? Because the halishim play kibul is poka. Because all the water will leak out. So mainly it follows that Umeid Rav Shimon, when the Gemara says Umeid Rav Shimon Nikol Matam Aviz, even if the nekef is very small, Kimeitzi Mashke, because as long as there is a nekef Kimeitzi Mashke, so all the water is bound to leak out. So no water will remain. And I mean less than a Aviz, which is not to be considered. So that's according to Tesis. Mashayinkin according to the Ritva, so the reason is why. The reason as to why the Havamin of the Gemara assumed that according to Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon is made whenever there is a nekev, he meets his eyes. So then it's mechuber because when there is a nekev, he meets his eyes, then there is a more substantial nike than when the nekev is kisher eshvot. So according to the Rabbonon, so even that degree of nike that takes place through a nekev kesher eshkot makes it mechuba. And according to Rav Shimon, if the unique if the nekev is only kesher eshkot, so then there isn't such an abundant unique that it should be considered mechuba. Mashayinkei, if it is a large nekev. If it is a larger nekev, so then there is much more abundant yinike. So even Rav Shimon is made its mechuber. Abundance of yinike. So, but of course, if the nekev is high, so then the yinike is not as large as when the nekev is low. But according to the Ritva, it's based not upon the fact that the halishim Klikibul is poka. Der wie a konkret wie po der wie ist weil abschim is made they were the negative is matter of wie because then there is a greater abundance of unique some male so the stam so it's mash my konkret wie to so even the konkret mas kon of the more who says that mesh abschim is made she nick of matter of wie what kind of a negative does it mean not in the negative means mash according to thesis that it's based upon the of course Chalun shekli kibul, so mele even a small nekev l'matam of these, so the chalun shekli kibul is poka, because all the water will leak out. But according to the Ritvo, it's not because the shekli kibul is poka, but because there is a greater abundance of unique. So only if the nekev is a nekev kemeitzi zayis. But the halakha of the Gemara was that if there is a nekev so then there is a substantial unique. So Rav Shimon is made it's mechubea, even if it's high in the otzitz. So the maskon of the Gemara is no. When is Rav Shimon made it, only it's very low in the otzitz. With the matam of these, so then there is a great abundance of unique. But if it's high in the otzitz, the matam of these, then there is a substantial unique, but not such an abundance of unique. So Rav Shimon will not be made it as a dinon. All right, Omar Rover. Yes, what is it?
Both according to the Rashi, or the Tosis, according to the Ritva. So, according to Rashi, why did the Sova have the same question when Askana? And according to the Ritva, why did he have the question when Askana? What was the Sova's question? I mean, then because.
No, because that's a question of Mitzies, you see. We in the Havamine that the Sova assumed that Rav Zeir is saying, Shin Nikavir Dechtarosei. So then he asked, because the Mitzias is the Chemesh Kineged Nekev allows a greater degree of unique than Nikam de Tarosei when the Nekev is high in the Kele. But then the Maskone, the Gemara says that Rav Zeir only said to Meir Rav Shimon that if the Nekev is Limatam Rabbi, so then there is no Kashe, because when the Nekev is very low in the Nekev, then a relatively light, more abundant unique is afforded in this case where it's the matter of these than in the case of Shere Shkine Gede. It's a question of Mitzias.
So the answer in your case is not.
That's right, yeah. Because where it's the matter of these, then there's an abundance of unique. But Shere Shkine Gede, there is substantial unique, but not such an abundant unique. You see? It's a question of degree. According to the Havamine, that Rav Shimon is made in Nikam de Tarosei, so that even if the Nekev de Tarosei happens to be high in the Deifen Akli, Deifen Otzitz, so the Mele, the Chaleishen Pli Kibu is not Boka, the Chaleishen Pli Tashmish is Boka. So that he said, no, so Yishtek, Mashein came, where it's Matam of Viz, so not only the Chaleishen Pli Tashmish is Boka, the Chaleishen Pli Kibu is Boka. So then it's a pshites that it's mechuba. If the chaleishen kli, you see, there are two aloches of kele. Ligabi tume, so the chaleishen kele, it does not depend on pankim. V'oraye, vis-a-vis klimatres, so even pshitik klimatres is ligabi tume. So you couldn't say that the din kibu, the kabolas tume of the klimatres is dependent on pankim. True, v'gabi klicheres, so pshitik klicheres, is not mikabel tumei. Pshutik le'eit is not mikabel tumei. So it doesn't mean that vis-a-vis klicheres, so the chaleishen kele is a chaleishen of klikibu. And vis-a-vis klimatres, the chaleishen kele is a chaleishen of tashmish. That couldn't be. It's one chaleishen of klitashmish. But matres is more chshives. So even beautiful matres have such a valuable functioning potential that it has a chaleishen pli tashmish even without kibul. Mashein kecheres and eitz does not have the chshives of matres, of metal. So Memele, without Kibli, does not have the chshibes of functioning potential. But it's not a chalei shem kli Kibli, it's a chalei shem kli Tashmish. So according to the Havamin of the Gemara, Reb Zeira was saying that Reb Shimon is made that where the chalei shem kli Tashmish is forkam. So then it's considered like a detached part of earth. So then the Gemara says, no. When is Rav Shimon made there? Only when the Chaleishem Kli Kibul is Fakah. Then it's considered like Mechub, like lying on the couch. But if it still has a Shem Kli Kibul, but it doesn't have a Chaleishem Kli Tashmish, so it's not considered like a detached part of earth.
But the Sabbath had the thought about it.
So that's what he asked. That was the kasha of the song. That was the kasha of the song.
But the first kasha is still at a temple. You're
telling me the wrong thing. So the Gemara is saying. Abaye is telling us that Rav Zeira never meant that nikah b'deitarose high in the otzitz. So then it's mechuba al redemption. Now, Omar Rov, Chomesh Minis Bichlicheres, Nikav Kimeitzi Mashke, Toya Miltami Gistere, Vadayin Klihu Likadish Boy Mechatus. In other words, there are five klolim in Klicheres. So one klol is, now as a matter of fact, there is some confusion here about the number. Now let's count them up. So if you count them up, you'll see that instead of five middays, Robin mentions six middays. The question is, which one is not to be counted? Let's count them up. Chomesh middays b'chlecheres. Nikev kimeitzi mashke toyam tami gistere v'adayim kliu likani mechatos. That's number one. Number two, nikev kikenes mashke toyam likani mechatos v'adayim kliu l'achshav izroi. Now, then number three, Nikev Kishirish Kotten, Toyam Lachshav Yisroim, Vadayim Kliyu Likabel Zeisim. Number four, Nikev Kimeitzi Zeisim, Toyam Likabel Zeisim, Vadayim Kliyu Likabel Remeinim. Number five, Nikev Kimeitzi Remeinim, Toyam Miklum. That's number five. Then he says, Vimuk after Miposl, Achilifras Rube, Achilifras Rube. So that's number six. So one is not to be counted in the five. Is not to be counted. Which one is not to be counted in the five? So from Mashor it appears that the Vimhukav Tomit Poslachi Foches Ribei, that's already exclusive of the Chomish Midas B'Chlecheres. Chananel, and of course the Rabbi Chananel here on the Gemoras, the Shalomim came up, so it's on the after Zion, so you'll see that Rabbi Chananel counts them as follows. Chomish Midas B'Chlecheres, number one. Number two, number three, number four, so. Whereas it appears from the Mashor that he counted Nikav Kimeitzi Remeini as the fifth one, and the Mele, Vimukav Tomit Posl, that's exclusive of the five quality. That's something else. That's a separate. That is separate memory. So from the Rabbi Chananel it's Mashma that Nikav Kimeitzi Remeini Toya Miklum, that is not counted. Because after all, that's together with Nikav Kimeitzi Zeisi. So Toya Miklum is Zeisi, but I include that remaining, but if it was Miyuchen, for remaining, so then we require Kimeitzi remaining. But you, of course, it's arbitrary. I mean, but this is the way, this was the Kavone of Rov. There is Kavone of Rov. So number five is Vimhukav Tomit Posl Achipochesu. I mean, why do I emphasize that? Not that I'm so interested in the number, but in order to understand the Lashon Rambam, you see. Because the Rambam doesn't pass in that. The Rambam passes like Chove, but not completely like Chove. Because here Chove says that if it was miyuchet l'remeinim, if it was miyuchet l'remeinim, so even if l'cheres, the shemkeinu is not poka unless the nekev is a very large nekev. Kimeitzevime. This is what Chove says. But there is a machlokes on that. Further in the Gemara. So there is a machlokes on that. So, according to Tesis Pshat, the last piece of Gemara, she pleaded about Teyab Treyam Roy. Klicheres. Klicheres. Shiure kimeitzi zeisi. ומחשיש את ראי דרבה, מסיים בו משמית רבי לזה, והרי ככלי גלורים, וכלי אבונים, וכלי אדומו, שניקב ומתומו, לא ימידים בתאירו ולא ימידים בספרים, הוא יפול, לצום פוס לה, שיפור חסרו, ולס פיס אב גמורי, אם דרך המצליח. So, שיעורי כמו זה זה איסי, ויתאי, מתום, and then, ומחשיש את ראי, די, רבי מסיים בו משמיד רב לזה, והרי ככלי גלורי. So, מקשיש את רי דרבי משמיד רב לזה says, הרי ככלי גלורי, מי שניקף כמיצי זייס, ואפילו ירדום למי. So, מקשיש את רי דרבי משמיד רב לזה, אני זכיר לי כאן רובי. רובי says, that he would be חרס. If he would be חרס. If he was מייחדת, לרמייני, which is a very big foot. So then, the שמקלי is only פוקה, if the נקב is so large. That it's made to remain, but if the nekev is only kemeitz his eyes, so the shemkele is not poka, if it was miyuchet remaining, that's what Chove says, but makshi shebrei the rabbi mishmei the rabbi lezer is chaylein, and the Rambam paskos like makshi shebrei the rabbi mishmei the rabbi lezer, mishmei the rabbi lezer, still he mentions chome shmidis b'chulei chayares, so one of shech, if we say that the Chomesh Midas, when we count the Chomesh Midas, so the fifth one is Nikav Kimeitz Rimeini, so Mimele, so he should say, Arba Midas Bechol Echares. The answer is, the Rambam explains the way, the same way as Rabbi Hanane. In other words, that Rove, even though Rove himself holds, that when you are Miyachid, Echol Echares Rimeini, so then, the Shemkele is not Poka unless there is a very large Nekev, Kimeitzerimein, but he didn't intend to count Nikev Kimeitzerimein as a separate klal. This is part and parcel of the klal of Nikev Kimeitzerimein to Emekabel Zeisin, but in Yirdel Remeinim, so he's Kimeitzerimein. So what is the fifth one? Yimukav Tzomit Posel. So mainly, even though the Rambam doesn't pass in this din of Rabbi, on this question, he passes like Makshish Ebrid Rabbi and Mishmid Rabbi Lezer, but it still can mention Chomish Minit Lecheret. All right, now, let's see how Rashi and Tesvis explain this Gemara. Omar Rabbi, Chomish Minit Lecheret, Nikev Kemeitzi Mashke, that's the smallest. That's so small that no, if you put, let's say, a kele, and you have, and you put a kele, and you have a very small neck, you have a very small neck, you put it on the floor, so the water will leak out. The water will leak out. That's the smallest thing. So then, toyamu tami gistere. There is a aloche of gistere. What does gistere mean? Gistere means if a kli cheres broke into fragments, so then each fragment can be mikabutum. Why? Because it can fulfill a certain function. You can take this fragment. Suppose you have a kele that has a nekev. So you can't use it. So all you have to do is to put a fragment of a broken kele beneath the whole kele, beneath the nekev, in the whole kele. So then you'll be able to use the nekev. Yeah, you'll be able to use the kele. So suppose this gister that was only mikabel tumah b'tiras gister, because it has a certain functioning potential in order to be used as a patch to cover up a nekev in a whole cave. So suppose this fragment itself, there is a nekev. So then, no matter how small the nekev that occurred in this fragment is, even if it is the smallest nekev, kimeitzimash, how large must the nekev be in order that water should leak out from it? There's no shiur, I mean. Very, very, very small. So, since the whole functioning potential of this fragment consisted in the fact that it could be used as a patch for a kele, so once a nekev occurs in that gister, in that fragment, so merely it could not be used as a patch for another kele, so it's not mikabel tuf. That's what it means. Nidyav kebeitzi mashke toya lutami gister. Lutami gister, sheva kli. Lutami for shtayim bedin, sheva kli choshu vatsni yim shimikif. Vloi mehovi gister achir, vinaniach tachtov. In other words, why don't we say, just as we say, that where a good keli broke, so then the fragments of the keli, so is becoming to me, because it can be used to patch up a keli that has a nekev. So even if a nekev occurs in one fragment, you can still be, it can still be used by taking a smaller fragment and patching up the bigger fragment. The answer is that people don't do. No person does it. I mean, the average, a reasonable person will take a fragment if he has a good kele and there is, and it broke, so then, and there is a nekev, so he'll take a fragment and patch up the nekev in the good kele, in the otherwise good kele. But when a fragment, when a nekev occurs in a fragment, he's not going to take, to look for a still smaller fragment in order to patch up the bigger fragment. So mainly it has no functioning potential. So it's not mikabutum. So come first time with the sheva kli choshu latzni mishinikev. V'loima hobi gistero, gistero v'naniach. Tachtof, l'kabel tif hanetiv mizeh. A person doesn't want to throw away a good kele just because there is a nekev. So he'll patch up the nekev. So how will he patch up the nekev? By putting it in a gister, a small fragment. So he says, because when you have to be mekadesh, the mechatos, the if a pora adume. So he, so in other words, it has to be in the kele. It has to have a halishem kele. So you can use a kele that has a small nekev only kimeitzi mashke, because it still has a shem kele legabe kiddush mechatos. Nikach kekenes mashke toyo mekadesh mechatos. Then it doesn't have a shem kele even legabe kiddush mechatos. You cannot be mekadesh deifapor by putting in the ifapor and the mayim chayim in that kele, because it doesn't have a shem kele legabe kiddush mechatos. If the nekev is so large that if water can penetrate through that nekev into the kele, nikav kekenes, oh, tvadayim kli ulikavish mechatos, kli mayim kli sholim oyo vinikav kibitzim mashka dayim kol tigas kli yolov, vav nikadim mechatim ifapor, vibinu kli roo, dichzim mayim chayim el kele, vikol shin shim kabel tume, nikav kekenes mashka shim ishi velamayim, nikhlan bisekhen alim nekev kochev tzaz, Toyo mekan mechatos, toyo lav davke, elu kmoitia yeide. Chushim minu, vafil rabonon, she nekev ze rou lariach lachluch es akar. Lachluch es akar. All right, now, then, the next part. Nikev tishir eshkoten, that's a larger nekev than kines mash. Toyim lachshav yisroyim, vadayim kli ulikabu bezeisim. Now here there is a strange rush. Toyim nikev kishir eshkot na vetvim kines mashke, toyim lachshav yisroyim, lirabonon davo tzitznoku. So the Masho has the kashe, why does Rashi say Toyim Lachshus Royim Rabban Davet Snokuv? Does imply not only with Rab Shimon, but Rab Shimon is made liyin tume. Da teiro ripso vishan liyin tume. Da teiro ripso taro itzul froyim. Shenema al kol zera zoruah shi zoreya. That's the kashi of the Marsho against Rashi. All right, we'll come to it. All right, I just want to go over the Gemara first. Then the next part is so Nikev Kisher Shkot to Yom Lachshu Yisroel Adayim Kli Lekabel Zeisim. Next part is Nikev Kimeitzi Zeisim Toyam Lekabel Bezeisim Vadayim Kli Ulikabel Beremeinim. So the Shem Keli is not Poka from a Keli that was set aside explicitly to contain, to be Mikabel Remaining, pomegranates. Nikav Kimeitzi Remaining, so Toyam Mikul. Even if it was explicitly set aside to become the main. Now, but I'm clear. The kabel b'zeisim shushir litume b'cholk b'cheres ho'osu le'ichlim stam kol zman shal yadu remeinim kabel adayim tume toya mil kabel b'zeisim kelema mil kabel ha'itume mishim tira stam b'cheres shari shiurom k'zeisim v'imoy so'o tume nita memenu v'adayim clear the kabel remeinim שיר די שוב רמייני מקבל תום מקבל הבו או אם יוחד רמייני מתחילו לא ניתה but if it is ניתף כמייצר רמייני מתוי מקלו משם כלי אלו but בתיר אז גיסטרה it still could be מקבל תום even a fragment of a kele could be מקבל תום so תוי מקלו משם כלי אלו אם כמצניה לגיסטרה יתמו בתיר אז גיסטרה Yitmo b'teiras gister. Now, let's see the taste of this. Let's see the taste of this. Nikev kimeitzerimi, toyo miklum. Teimelari, heiche koom adi toyo miklum. Vali imir de legistere mikabu tume, kinipir mikundres.
If you have a big kele and then it breaks into numerous fragments, so each small fragment can be mikabel tume b'tiras gister. So why do we say nikev kimeitzerim in toyim miklum? So Rashi disposed of that enormity by saying that's saying that toyim miklum mishum kele. It b'tiras kele, it's not mikabel tume, but b'tiras gistere, it can be mikabel tume. So, but since it can only be mikabel tume b'tiras gistere, so only elim kimatzni li gistere, yitmo b'tiras gistere. So in other words, according to Rashi, so even though there is a halacha that the gistere is mikabel tume, but only if he's matzni at li b'tiras gistere, but if he's not matzni at li b'tiras gistere, so then it's not mikabel tume. We have to understand why, after all, why is gister mikabel tume? Why is gister mikabel tume? Gister is mikabel tume because even a gister, a fragment, has a certain functioning potential. So mimele, why does it have to be matznia if it has gister? It has a functioning potential as a patch for a kele. So even if he's not matznia, it has gister. Now, you see the tasteless. Now let's see. Let's go over the tasteless, and then we'll understand the Rashi. Teimelari here, come on, you toyam miklum. While here, the legister mikabel tume mitiras gister. So chepuru shibadekin shalfil nishbar b'shvorim daki mikabel mashvorim tume mitiras gister. Kishen nishbar b'shvorim shir amufurish misachas keli. Umaisol ferik letreifes adakin shul acheres. Heim likar kevesayim v'nevesayim. Yeishvin shalom nismochim shiurim v'nevesichas kotten adlug meluk atzor b'aviz. So all kinds of quality. In other words, it has to be capable of being used as a gister. Ve'eid koshel rashbo. They have a motzel leima sheish midis mechleches. Sheish midis mechleches. Ve'yesh leima v'chshenish ba'al ligamre ha'shvorim ruyen ligister. Aval kishakli sholeim elo shenikim kimeitzirim einin ro ligister. Va'afil yir de'ibotel daiteis of lod. So that's not like Rashi's job. So we see that he says, then he says,
Aber mit der Pirsch, ein anderes Maschma, der Schenikev, die Mäzer immer in Rohregistre. Die Pirsch, teuer mit Wurmischem Pria und Kimazliemischem Gistre. Und Pirusche, ich hatte noch ein Trof Mides, wo ein Meiner, ich auch ein Stammisch gedalkon, wie Nikev, die Mäzer immer in Rohre und Kimateu, Alzide. So in other words, and when Snikev, die Mäzer immer in, so even though it is Rohre, as a Gistre, if it's Matzliaet, Registre, so then he has to use it in a special way. But it's not only stashmish, it will be used in any other way. So Memele he doesn't mention it as a separate cloud. But we see that Teisves rejects Rashi's Pshite. In other words, we see, because if Teisves had agreed with Rashi Shite, so then Teisves wouldn't have to say this Chiddush, that when is the Aloche of Tumas Gistere? Only when it broke completely into fragments. But if it didn't break completely into many fragments, but just there is a nekev, so even if the nekev is very big, so then it's not mikabel tume as a gistere. Why? So Teisa says, if, let's say, it breaks into fragments, so then it is going to be used as a patch. Mashein Kein, if it doesn't break, the Kehle doesn't break into many fragments, but just there is a big naked. So true, it could still be used. If a person would like to take this Kehle that has a big naked, Kemetzer Rimei, and use it as a patch, why not? But it's not going to be used that way. So even though it could be used, but since most people will not use it, so it doesn't have any functioning potential as a gistere, so memele, it's not the kabotomi. But Teisves rejects Rashi's pshat, and it's mashma from Teisves Shita, even though he doesn't spell it out so explicitly, but it's mashma that Teisves is chelik on Rashi, and the Teisves holds that if a kele breaks into many fragments, so then each fragment is mikabutume, even if it is not matzniya at legistere. And according to Rashi, when is it mikabutume viteres gistere? Only if it is matzniya at viteres gistere. He sets it aside as a patch, legistere. But if he doesn't set it aside as a patch, so then it's not mikabutume. So we have to understand what's the machlekes. On what point is the machlekes between Rashi and Teisves? Now I think that the machlekes between Rashi and Teisves is following the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Yudches Milches Kelim Halocha Yud Kol HaKelim Shenishbiru V'nifseido Tzorosa V'nifseido Tzorosa. Now V'nifseido Tzorosa, the term Tzure, the expression Tzure in the Rambam is not encountered many times, but you encounter that expression in Milches Yisei Atere. You encounter in Chometz Matzo, and you encountered constantly in every perik in Hilchas Kelim, because Tzure, what does Tzure mean in Hilchas in Sedei Atero? So when the Rambam so in other words, Tzure is form, and what is form? Form is that which makes a thing to be what it is. So what is Tzure Sodom? The intellect, the mal sense. This is the distinguishing feature of a human being. This is the thing that distinguishes a human being from an animal. So that's called Tzuras Odom. And in Kelim, so what does the Rambam call in Kelim Tzuro? Tzuro means the functioning, the functioning potential. That's all. So the Rambam says in Perek Yudches of Kelim Halacha Yud, Kol HaKelim Shenishbero V'Nifseido Tzuros. In other words, if the functioning potential was
destroy it. So, ein shivrei mikabun tum. Afal pi sheison hashvorim ruim mitashish. In other words, the Rambam shita is that the whole aloche that kistar is in kabul tumeh, this is peculiar to klicheres. And it doesn't apply to any other kelim. It doesn't apply to klimatres, it doesn't apply to kliates. It only applies to klicheres, not to anything else. The Rambam is chelik. He says, kistar applies to all kelim, doesn't make any difference. But according to the Rambam, the aloche of kistar that is in kabul tumeh is peculiar to klicheres. So the Rambam says in Perek Yutches Mechaskim Malach Yud, Kol HaKelim Shenishbero V'Nifse Do Tzorosom, if the functioning potential of the Kele is such, Ha'ein Shivreya Mikabun Tumi, Afal Pi She'ison HaShvorim Ruyim L'Tashmish, even though each fragment of the Klimatres has a functioning potential, but it's a different kind of a functioning potential. It's not the same functioning potential that the Kele, while it was completed. So then it's not becoming to me. Chutz mishivrei kli cheres, shim hoyu bon cheres, horou likabel, hari hu mikabel to me. Shenema v'chol kli cheres, mipi yashmu elomdu, shezeh libo lerabeis elu shivrei kli cheres. How do we know that the gister is mikabel to me? How do we know? Because the gister is a kosovo. V'chol kli cheres. Chol kli cheres, so kol is marbe gister. So the raiva chite is that even though the chol is mentioned in connection with the cheres, but it's indeed in all kelim. The Rambam shite is no. Since that posik deals with the cheres, so this is a kosov peculiar to the cheres. It doesn't apply to other kelim. This is the Gemara in the Mishnah in Kelim and the Gemara in Treifes and Eilu Treifes that takes recited. That can be cheres. So, in other words, Gister also has its quality. It doesn't mean that any fragment that can be used as a patch, so is mikabel tume. It has to be teich. It has its own quality. Anyway, Omar Avraham, kamo ani tamo al ze, ki kol ha-mishnayis vatiseftes, mlei mize, sha-kli ha-nishber, ve-ise mei melocho v'sheino, uv'chliei che-yia le-beskibu, mei, uch-sheriba ha-kosuf, shivrik le-cheres ribuse, sho-yisusov, cheres ha-nishber eli takon. So he says, Adarabe, the posik is mentioned regarding Kli-cheres, because here in the Torah wants to advise us that even Kli-cheres, even Kli-gister, even a gister of Kli-cheres can be mikabel tume. I would say, gister of other kelim, so he's mikabel tume. But Kli-cheres, so there is a loche, if nishbar eli takonet. So even gister should not be mikabel tume. So the Torah tells us, even Kli-cheres. But certainly, it certainly applies to all other kelim. But the Rambam Shiti is not like that. The Rambam Shiti is that only by Kli-cheres gister is mikabel tume. By other kelim not. So there is a fundamental difference between the Rambam and the Raivet. According to the Raivet, Kistere is not a special aloche. The Kabbalistume of Kistere is based upon the same din of Kabbalistume of Kelim. But, in other words, if it says, Mei Melachti or Rishaino, in other words, let's say you have a Kli-cheres, and the Kli-cheres was used to be mikabel mayim, and then it broke, and you have one fragment, a small fragment like this, curved, you can still be mikabel mayim. So it says, the only difference is, before you had a big Kli-cheres, a big pail, out of earthenware, so it could be mikabel a gallon of water. Now, it broke into many fragments, but each curved fragment can be mikabel not a gallon, or of water, it can be mikabel 1/100 of a gallon. But it's still a semi melachta of Sheino. So the Kabbalistume of the Gistere is based upon the same din of Kabbalistume of the Klisholim. But it fulfills the same function in miniature. A big pail, before it was broken, could be mikabel so much water. A little fragment
that is curved of that pail, so it can be mikabel less water, a minimum of water. So in other words, it's like a klicher, it's like a keli in miniature. So it's the same thing. According to some mainly, it applies to all keli. According to the Rambam, no. Keli means keli. Keli, when the Torah declares that keli is mikabel tume, it means a klishove, not a klishove. Klishove is not mikabel tume. It doesn't have a shem keli. But gister of klicheres is a separate aloche of tume, not biteras keli, biteras gister. And that separate aloha of Kabbalah Stume, Biteras Gister and not Biteras Kele, applies only to Klecheres. So, Memele, it could be that Rashi agrees with the Rambam, that Entesis agrees with the Raimat. So, Memele, if we say that Gister is not Kabbalah Stume, Biteras Kele, but it's a special aloha of Kabbalah Stume, Biteras Gister, so he has to be to set it aside as a Gister. Otherwise not. If we say, like the Raimet, that Gistere is Mikabel Tumeh, because what is Gistere? Gistere is a Kele miniature. It says in Machter Shemel, it's a Kele miniature. So it's the same aloche. Why does he have to be Miyachedet? He doesn't have to be Miyachedet. It's a Kele. It's still a Kele. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi and Tesis. In other words, that Rashi is like the Rambam, and Tesis is like the Raimet. Alright. Now, Vimukev Tzomit Posel. Now, what's the aloch in Tzomit Posel? So, if you have, let's say, a Eichlin in a bais where there is a mess, in a nail where there is a mess, so then everything becomes Tzomit. Kelim, Eichlin, everything that is in the bais, in the nail of the mess, becomes Tzomit. But if there is a Tzomit Posel, in other words, there is a very tight lint covering the Kele, so then, even though you have Eichlin in that Kele, but it's covered by a Tzomit Posel called a very tight cover, by a very tight lint, so then, it's Matzil Mitum. It's not Mikabutum. So he says, V'moyu Mukev Tzomit Posel, V'hu Be'il Ames, Ein Tume Nichnes Nes Be'i Derech Nekev, Umatzil al-kol mashe b'sichi. So the aloha is that if it's by mukev tzomit posel, so tume can only be nichneses derech ha-pesach. So if, let's say, the cover, it's covered by a tight lid, so then tume cannot be nichneses. Even though you have on the sides a neket, an opening. So it's still matzil mitumas mes. Mitumas mes. Unless the opening, the neket in the side of the kele, now let's say the kele has a cover, tightly covered. Tightly, a lid that covers it tightly. But then, on the side, in the dayfen, so there is a neket. So, even though it's a large neket, so it's still matzil. As long as there is a tight lid covering the kele. So it's still matzil mitumaseil. Unless the nekev is so large that it's nifras berube. In other words, the major part of the kele is open. So then the hekev of the tzomet posel, it does not protect it. So achifoches libe, the whole kliposuach ksiv, derech pesach nechneses lei, to me, viloi derech nikomov. So in other words, but if it's nifras rube, then it's considered a Pesach, even though it has a tight lid covering on top. So if here on the side it has such a big nekev that it's nifras berube, so this is also considered a Pesach. Mimele, it's not its own apostle, because here it's open. All right. So vimukav tzomit posel achi mifoches rube. Omar Abasi, shomatik lichere shiur eki meitzerimi. Omar lirove shem uri shamato le mukav tzomit posel. Mukav tzomit posel. So then it's ki meitzerimi. But otherwise, so the shem keli is spoka even in less than a rime. In meitzizayis is spoka. So, vo rove udoma, so rove said, shem uri shamato le mukav tzomit posel. So that means that if a keli is in a lames, and it's mukev tzomit posel.
So when it when is the Shem Kele Poka, Mimele it will not be matzil. The Tzomit Posel will not be matzilet from the Tumaseyel of the Mes, only if the Nekef is as large as a Rimei. But Rove said that even if the Nekef is as large as a Rimei, so it's still matzil. The Tzomit Posel is still matzil mit Tumaseyel. Unless it's Nifras Berube. So there is a stira. Vorov udom amukav Tzomit Posel Hashem Asrobe lo ikashi. Hobi Ravre ve Hobi Zuti. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. One pshat is just the reverse of the other. The Rambam is like Rashi, Tesis, I mean the Raivet is like Tesis. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Hobi Ravre ve Hobi Zuti. Bi Ravre ve, if it's a big kele that is covered with a tight lid, so then the Shem Kele will be pokan, it will not be matzil from Tumaseyel. Only if it's Nifras Berube, if it's a large kele. And if it's a small kele, so then, if it's a small kele, so then, even Kemeitzerime, Beravre ve Berube, Zutre Kemeitzerime, Botolemikli. In other words, from this Gemara, we see that there is haloche in Mukev Tzomit Posel in order to be matzil, that when is the haloche that if it's covered with tight lid, so then it's matzil from Eil Ames only if it has a Chaleishim Kele. But if it doesn't have a Chaleishim Kele, so in Mele there is no haloche that in Mukev Tzomit Posel should be matzil with Tumaseil. So Ligabe, the Hatzole of Tzomit Posel, so the Shem Kele is only poka if it's Nifras Berubei or if it's Nifras Gemeitzerimei. So according to Rashi, if it is a big Kele, so then the Shem Kele is poka only if it's Nifras Rubei. But if it's Nifras Miutei, even though the Miute, let's say it's a very big Kele, and it's Nifras, a big portion like this, that's more than a Rimei, but it's less than the Rov of the Kele, so then the Shem Kele is not Boka. And any Echlin in that Kele will not be Tomei. So, Berabre ve Berube, Zutre Kemeitze Rimei, Botel Mikli, Teitzes Yisrael, Pirish Bekuntres, Rabre ve Berube, Zutre Kemeitze Rimei, Vikosheleri, Dein Zeshir, Umakore Ravre, Umakore Zutre, Leida Ize Ukemeitzerimei. So according to Rashi's Pshat, the question is, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether something is Ravre or something is Zutre, or something is Zutre. So, Vinirali, the Beravre, Ukemeitzerimei, just the reverse. Now the Rambam is like Rashi, the Raivet is like Thesis. The Beravre, Ukemeitzerimei, just the reverse. That if it's a big kele, so even if it's nifras bimute, as long as it is large enough to be made to a rime, so the Shem Kele is poka, and there is no din, and it's not matzil with some apostle from the Ilames. Uvizutre, a small kele, she made to a rime, nu yeisa merei, isage merei. So what's the definition? According to Teisves, we know what the criterion is. What's the definition of Zutre? Zutre, definition of Zutre is that if it is so small that the Meitzer Rimein is more than Rov. That's the definition of Ismolke. Now, but according to Rashi, what's the definition of Ismolke? So we have to say that Rashi will agree with this definition of Ismolke. In other words, what does Teisves say? The definition of a small kele is that Meitzer Rimei is more than the Rov of the kele. That Meitzer Rimei is more than the Rov of the kele. In other words, that the Rov of the kele is less than the Rimei. That's the definition. So Rashi can agree with this definition. That Meitzer Rimei is less, that the Rov of the Kele is less than Meitzer Rimei. But according to Rashi, so Berav Revei is Berubei, and Zutre
Izutre means that Meitzerime Nuyesem Ro. In other words, that the Rov of a Kele is less than a Meitzerime, so then we need only a Meitzerime to be Mafkiya the Shem Kele. So according to Rashi, in order to be Mafkiya the Shem Kele Ligabi Tzomit Posel, so there are two prerequisites. Number one, that any nekev less than a Meitzerimein is not Mafkiya the Shem Kele. Any nekev less than a Meitzerimein is not Mafkiya the Shem Kele Ligabi Tzomit Posel. So Mimele, even though Rov of the Kele is Nifras, is broken, is open. But if the Nekev is less than a Meitzerime, it's not Mafkiya the Shem Kele. Then there is another prerequisite. That when can the Shem Kele be Poka? Ligabe, it's Tzomit Posel. Only if Rov of the Kele is Nifras. So Mimele, Rashi says, But Rashi will agree with the same definition of a small kele versus a large kele. But Rashi is chelik anteisves as to the dinim. When is the shem kele poka ligabi tzomit posel? So according to Rashi, a small kele, that's like teisves. What is the definition of a small kele? So the small definition of a small kele is that the meitzerimein is yesem rov. That the rov of the kele is less than a rimei. That's the definition of a small kele. But there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that in order to that the shem kele should be with poka ligabi tzomit posel, so it must be nifras berube. That's number one. Number two, even if it is nifras berube, but if the nekev is a small nekev, what does a small nekev mean? Less than meitzerimei. So then, the kele is not shem kele is not poka ligabi tzomit posel, even if it's nifras berubei. So the Meile Rashi says bei rav rebe. So if it's nifras berubei, then certainly the nekev is a large nekev. And what's a large nekev? Kmeitzerime. And it's more than meitzerime. It's even nifras berubei. So we have both prerequisites fulfilled. So Mimele, it is the Kabbalah the Shem Kele is Poka. But Zutre, even if it's Nifras Rube, so the Shem Kele will not be Poka Ligabi Tzomit Posel unless it's the Nekev is large Kmeitzerim. But if it is Nifras Rube and it's less than Kmeitzerim, then the Shem Kele is not Poka. And Teisve says just the reverse. That the Berav Reve is Kmeitzerime. So in other words, not two prerequisites. One of the two prerequisites. According to Rashi, we must have both prerequisites in order the Shem Kele should be Poka. Ligabe, Tzomit Posel. According to the Ri, one of the prerequisites is enough to be Mafkir Shem Kele. Either it's a large Nekev, so even though it's not Rube, and if it is a small nekev, less than a rebe, only if it's rebe. That's a common basis. We need to read the brav rebe ke mitzerume. U vizutre she mitzerume nu yeisam rei, sake berei. Ve od ikoma achi tipoche se rebe, lo ikoi ashir de mitzerume ina ashir de mitzerzaks. Now, Oma Rabbas, sheinim klicheres sheinim, hatanoim sheinim braisesu, klicheres shiure bikenes mashki. ויום רומי צימשקל ונגיסטר בלבד. מי טיימה? אומה מהזוטרה, סוד גמור איז מפורש, דזדי. מי טיימה אומה מהזוטרה בריד רב נחמן, לבשנאים במהובי גיסטר אלי גיסטר. אומה רור, פליגה בוטרי המרוי במרובי, רבי יסי ברבובים ורבי יסי בזאב. חד אומה כמיצירימי, וחד אומה כשיר אשכון. Now what does Rashi say? פליגה בו, now let's see the Rashi. שינה תנועים שינים דרייסק נחרס די שיוריש נעומו בי לבטלי במקסס משם קלה כי כניס משקה הודים וטלי מי המתירס מחטוס ליום הוא נקף מייצי משקה חושב נקף לכלום אל לגיסטר די אוסם ודאי נוקפו הוכה כי מייצי משקה מי ישתה שונה להם because then a reasonable person is not going to look for a smaller fragment in order to patch up, in order to be used as a patch for a larger fragment in which a nekev occurred. So he throws it away. So it has no functioning potential. Chadoma kimeitzi zayis. Echad amarbe ve'echad amamit. Ve'uvat she'echadim. Raisi. Vilach lisimen. She'echad namoroim ribo lishaya bigotin she'beshloshto. Ve'echad mimaya lishaya bigotin she'beshloshto. Ve'loi bibeinini. Kenis mashke umeitzi mashke lek lemete ba'e. Li'in zroi. Li'in zroi. Alright. So there is a machlekes according to Rashi's pshat. Ligabi Hershas Royim, there is a machlekes between two Amroim, between Rabbi Yisba Robin and Rabbi Yisba Zavde. According to one, the Shio Ligabi Hershas Royim, that it should be considered Mechubeach, that it shouldn't be Mikabel Tumen, that it shouldn't be Machshir, so that is only the Nekev Shereshkot. And, but according to one Amere, even if Ligabi Hershas Royim, so it doesn't come Mechuber with the Nekev Kishir Eshkotin, but only with the big Nekev Kimeitzer Rimei. That's Rashi's Pshat. So Tezus has a Kashi. How can Rashi explain the Gemara this way? Pliege Botrei Ameroi, Pirish Bikuntres, Lin Hershas Royim, Pliege. Veim Rab Netam, the Misach Asuk Tzintlan, the Hershas Royim Kishir Eshkotin. So it's a Mefirish Mishni. The Hershas Royim Kishir Eshkotin, how can there be a Machlekes Ameroim? Elom Rab Netam. The linear mukev tzomit possibly that the machleket to namroim as to whether the shiur nekev is whether the nekev to be mafkia the shem keila ligabi tzomit possible is kirimei or kisher shkot. So in other words, before Rove said that it's kirimei, the Ravah and the Sutra, depending upon the perushim of Rashi and Tesis. So, but one of Ma'amira says no, it's not kirimei tzomit. In order to be mafia, the Shem Kele, vis-a-vis Tzomit Posel, so there must be a Nekev Ki Meitzerimin. I mean, so not Ki Nekev Ki Meitzerimin, so even less than Meitzerimin, a smaller Nekev, a Nekev Ki Sheresh Kotin, is mafia, the Shem Kele, ligabe Tzomit Posel. Now, but it's, how can Rashi explain that way? So there is the Ramban. The Ramban says, and the Ramban doesn't say it, in Rashi, he says it in his own pshat, but it's possible that this is the pshat in Rashi. After all, Rashi is difficult, so it's possible that this is the pshat in Rashi. But this is the Ramban's pshat. The Ramban explains the machlekes amroim between Rabbi Yisba Robin, Rabbi Yisba Zavde, kmeitzerim yokisher shkotin in regard to Hershas Roy. So one mandoma says that when is the Shem Kele Poka? Mimele, it's the Mimele, it is not Mikabel Tume, it's Mechuber, and it's not Mikabel Tume. That is only if the Nekev is Kimeitzerime. But if the Nekev is only Kishir Eshkotin, then it's not Mechuber, and it has a Shem Kele. And it is mikabel tum. So the kashi is, but the Mishnah says Hershas Royim Kishir Eshkotin. So the Ramban says this machleik is between Rabbi Yisba Robin and Rabbi Yisba Zavde has reference to Rabbi Shimon. Now Rabbi Shimon is chelik on the whole din that ought to smoke off as a din of mechuber. But ligabi Hershas Royim there is a special tzarakos. So there is a machlekes alibed the rabbanon. So it's a mishnah mefureshes that it's considered mechubea and it's not mikabel tume, it's not machshir as hazroim if the nekev is kisher eshkotin. That's a mishnah mefureshes. Looked, but The machloekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael Azabde is in respect to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is made ligabi hechshel zroim that it is mechuber. So one man Domar says even Rabbi Shimon admits that it is mechuber with the nekev kisher shpatim. And one man Domar says no. Rabbi Shimon is only made it as a din of mechuber ligabi hechshel zroim if the nekev is kibeitzerim. This is what the Ramban says. Now, if Rashi doesn't say Rabbi Shimon, but if we are going to say that the Ramban, that Rashi means the Rambans, so then we can answer the Marshos Kashi and the Rashi before and Tzadik Hei Yomet Beis when Rashi says Nigev Kishir Eshkotten Toyam Lachshos Roim Rabbonon Dehavot Isnoku. So the Marsho raises the Kashi against the Rashi. Why does he say Rabbonon? Even Rabbi Shimon is made Lidav Yachshos Roim. But if Rashi agrees with the Ramban's pshat, so vis-à-vis Rabbi Shimon, there is a machlike between Rabbi Yisrael Rabban and Rabbi Yisrael Sabde. And here, so according to Oman Doma, according to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't become mechuber with the nekev kishir eshkotten. It only becomes mechuber with the nekev of kemeitzer imei. And here I mention kishir eshkotten. So Rashi says, that's Alibi the Rabbanon, Alibi the Rav Shimon, so according to Mandoma, Nekev Shir Eshkotten, does not become a chub. Alright. Omer Rav Shkinen Eba, Kanei Mishmini Rav Lezer, Kli Chere Shiru Eki Meisi Zeisi, Umak Shishe Bri De Rabbe Misarim Ko Mishmini Rav Lezer, Vareyen Kichli Glolim Ukli Avonim Ukli Adom, Shem Yikab Nitum Eloi Midibes Teirom Lim Dibes Seifrim, Uli Yim Tzom Yiposlu, Achi Yipoches Rubei. So in other words, what does Mark Shishe say? That a klicheres is not mikabel. So the shemkele is spoken. If there is a nekev kemeitzer zayis, even in a klicheres that was put aside for remaining. So Rove said that if it was explicitly put aside for remaining, then the shemkele will only be poka. If the nekef is very large, kemeitzer imei, makshishe is chelik. In other words, so, and the Rambam passes like makshishe. So the Rambam mentions the shear of meitzer imei only ligabe kliyeitz, but he doesn't mention it ligabe kliyeitz, because he passes like makshishe. Alright, shiure kemeitzer zeisi, mitaya metume, hareyo kikoglorim, shirike kemeitzer zayis, vafli yodim remaining, vodit nan klibalabatim shirik remaining, gabe kliyeitz, to Ninulob Misachis Kelim. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now, in a few minutes, less than 5 minutes, I want to start the sharing.